Yeah.
No, you don't. In the next budget, we need to buy some easels, okay?
There they are. Want some?
No, thank you.
Alice has got caffeine in it.
God, no.
Call me in order, call the roll.
Look at this.
Trustee Fenton?
Here.
Trustee Dodge?
Here.
Trustee Guerra?
Here.
Trustee Ruzick?
Here.
Trustee Calandrello?
Here.
Trustee Carroll?
Here.
Mayor Pico?
Here.
Please rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can everybody please stay standing for a minute for a moment of silence for the victims in Aurora and also the five police officers that got shot in that event. Thank you.
Approval of February 4th, 2019 regular meeting minutes.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Fenton.
Move to approve the minutes of the Board of Trustees meeting of February 4th, 2019.
Second.
Any changes? Call the roll.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Guerra.
Aye.
Trustee Dodge.
Aye.
Trustee Ruzick.
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello.
Aye.
Trustee Carroll.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.
Approval of February 11, 2019 special meeting minutes.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Guerra.
I move to approve the minutes of the Board of Trustees special meeting of February 11, 2019.
Second.
Any changes? Call the roll.
Trustee Guerra.
Aye.
Trustee Carroll.
Aye.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Dodge.
Abstain.
Trustee Ruzick.
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.
Cyclocross Illinois raffle license.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Carroll.
I move to approve issuing a raffle license to Cyclocross Illinois to conduct a raffle during the Ill Cops Trivia Night fundraiser on Friday, March 8th, 2019 at the Orland Park Civic Center.
Second.
Any questions? Call the roll.
Trustee Carroll.
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello.
Aye.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Dodge.
Aye.
Trustee Guerra.
Aye.
Trustee Ruzick.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.
Veterans Commission appointment.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Fenn.
Move to advise and consent the appointment of Carl Williams to the Veterans Commission.
Second.
Second.
Any questions? Call the roll.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Dodge.
Aye.
Trustee Guerra.
Aye.
Trustee Ruzick.
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello.
Aye.
Trustee Carroll.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.
ILEAP reaccreditation presentation.
Chairman and trustees.
results show that your department is operating at a very high professional level. In fact, they do it year in and year out, and they hit the reaccreditation success volume, six volumes to achieve the accreditation manager of the department as a whole. So, congratulations.
We get half the other side of you.
Yeah, funny how that works.
You're looking at John first.
Oh, keeps us up as in another hallway case.
Everybody right here, please. I'm going to take two smile eyes open. One more. Thank you.
Mitch, we'll send it to you because I don't know what I did here. Someone texted.
Bottom right hand.
Okay, I got you. Sorry.
He's in charge of technology, right?
God, I hope not.
Technician. Okay, one more.
Does he need an electrician?
Okay.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Chief. Nice meeting you.
I think I can safely speak for everyone on the board about how proud we are of the police force that we have and the great job that they do, and this just confirms it. So thanks again, guys, for a great job.
Good. ComEd Energy Efficiency Program.
John, why don't you come up?
He's our easel.
Malfunction with the easel.
The easel, the phone.
John is my easel, right? Great, thank you.
It's been called worse.
You want to just hold it up to the board for the time being. I'll be presenting something as well. But good evening, Mayor and Village Trustees, Village Board, members of the audience. It's a pleasure to be here today. My name is Lisa Aprati. I'm the External Affairs Manager for ComEd. And here to talk briefly about the ComEd Energy Efficiency Incentive Program that the Village of Orland Park participated in when converting the village-owned lights to LEDs. So to give you a little background on this program, back in at the end of 2016, the Illinois General Assembly passed legislation called the Future Energy Jobs Act, which is also referred to as FEJA. And this particular legislation will pivot Illinois to a clean economy by growing renewable energy resources and significantly increasing and expanding our energy efficiency programs so that customers can save on energy as well as save money. So the Village of Orland Park participated in the municipal streetlight incentive and converted over 2,500 fixtures to energy efficient LEDs, which then reflects the $270,000 in ComEd incentives that the village received for going through that program. So I'm gonna say, John, if everybody could clap for that, because that's an awful lot of money.
Now, we gotta get John to stand up and kind of walk around like.
And the $270,000, I can say, has already been delivered to the Village of Orland Park, so I no longer have that in hand. But what this particular graphic reflects is that because of the conversion that you did to LEDs, you will be using less energy. And that less energy is actually equivalent to 3.3 million pounds of CO2 reduced annually, over 1,700 acres of trees planted annually, removing over 321 cars from the road, as well as homes powered for 1 year, 296 homes. So that is the actual environmental impact by going through this particular program and just the project that you already completed. So congratulations, and we really hope that you will partner with us in the future for more of our energy efficiency energy efficiency programs. So Mayor, thank you very much for all of your hard work and Public Works. The entire staff just did a fantastic job going through this program. And as you can see, it's a significant dollar amount and well worth partnering with ComEd. So I have this poster that I will leave for you. You can use that in the foyer, but Mayor, I also have one that's framed that I'd like to deliver to you as well.
Well, can we get Chairwoman Fenton and Director Ingram and the mayor down for a picture? And Lisa, thank you for that, because you've teed us up really well for one of our items later on that agenda. So thank you for that.
Want to hold the big? Thank you for being a part of the board.
American Public Works Association 2019 Public Works Project of the Year.
We're high tech here in Orland Park.
Yeah, we are high tech.
Well, Mr. Mayor, trustees, board members, thanks for having us here tonight representing V3 Companies. I'm Mike Familetti. I'm the Director of Construction for V3. We just wanted to take an opportunity and present you with a project board for a significant project in the village that we know has been a long time coming and completing. So the LaGrange Road Corridor Improvement Project was the award winner for 2019 American Public Works Southwest Chapter for projects of 5 to 25 million. So significant project for the village. I think we all know it had a fair amount of challenges. It's got a lot of history with that. We don't need to get into everything, but the biggest challenge for it really was trying to complete the project alongside a IDOT road widening and not extending the schedule at all to complete the improvements as well. So through the teamwork with the village and V3 and our contractors and vendors that we work with, we were able to accomplish that and actually complete the project, complete the improvements alongside the same timeline as the IDOT construction. So we feel pretty proud of that. Not only am I the Director of Construction, I had the privilege of being the project manager for this. So it's a point of pride for myself as well. So we have the poster board here to present to the village for wherever you'd like to hang it. And we also have a plaque that we received from the American Public Works.
Mayor, you can stay down.
Consent agenda.
Now for the consent agenda. Item A, payroll February 8th through 2019 approval. Item B, accounts payable from February 5th, 2019 through February 18th, 2019 approval. Item C, Village Code Amendment Title 9, Chapter 3, Section 9-3-5, Seat, Safety, Belt, and Child Restraint Systems Ordinance. Item D, Village Code Amendment Title 8, Chapter 6, Chronic Nuisances Ordinance. Item E, Disposal of Certain Seized Vehicles at Public Auction Ordinance. Item F, Village Code Amendment Title VI, Chapter 10, Section 2, Seizure and Impoundment of Motor Vehicles Ordinance. Item G, Centennial Park Double Vault Concrete Restroom Building. Item H, Centennial Park Soccer Field Pavilion. Item I, Village Center Site Improvements Ordinance. Item J, Zoning Map Update. Item K, 107th Avenue 6B Renewal.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Dodge.
Move to approve.
Mr. Mayor. Oh. Can I pull off G and H, please?
G and H?
Yes, please.
Sure.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Dodge.
I'm assuming we need a new motion. Move to approve the agenda minus items G and H.
Second.
Motion has been made to approve items A through F and I through K of the consent agenda. Call the roll.
Trustee Dodge.
Aye.
Trustee Carroll.
Aye.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Guerra.
Aye.
Trustee Ruzick.
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.
Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Calandrello.
I'm going to do both together. Just a point of question. Both. I move to approve waiving the bid process by utilizing the Sourcewell Purchasing Cooperative, formerly NJPA, and the award purchase delivery and installation of Trigo Special Double Vault Concrete Restroom Building 2CXT Inc. at no cost not to exceed $35,675. Additionally, I move to approve the waiving the bidding process by utilizing U.S. Commodities Purchasing Cooperative and awarding the purchase and delivery of the ultra size 24 by 44 shelter to Cunningham Recreation at the cost not to exceed $26,276.
Second.
Ms. Bear, I pull this off the consent. I know there's been some conversation, and the committee had a long conversation regarding waiving the bid process. And we'll let Joe talk a little bit about it. But what we're using is actually a more expansive buying power through these cooperatives. So it's while it's waiving the bid process for the Village Volunteer Park, we're using a more powerful bidding process. And it's an open transparency process. It's cost efficient, and it's actually faster and at a better process. So it's kind of like instead of one person bidding, it's a lot of groups bidding. So I don't know if Joe wants to add anything, but I just wanted to make a kind of, I know we go quickly on the consent, that we had a long conversation about waiving the bid process and a long conversation about how this is actually quicker, faster, more efficient. It's the $6,000 man of the bidding process, I guess. So I just wanted to throw it out there.
Trustee Calandrello, you summed it up perfectly. So it's not that we're avoiding bidding. This cooperative is doing the bidding for us, and you're right, many times. And we do evaluate it to determine whether or not a cooperative would get a better price than we would. And there are times that we've looked at cooperatives and we thought, you know what, we might be able to do a little better on our own. So as part of our process, when we are looking at evaluating whether or not we're going to go with a cooperative or on our own, we do evaluate all these different factors. So great job on summarizing it for me.
Any other questions or comments?
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Carroll.
Yeah, the other comment I made at committee, and we actually have Director Ingram here now, this is similar to what we do for squad cars. The state of Illinois does the bidding process, and we're allowed to purchase through a state contract. A lot of our trucks and other equipment for public works is purchased through a public works cooperative. It's a bidding process that's done outside our presence, but it's done on a much larger scale, and we are allowed by law to take advantage of that program.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Dodge.
Question or statement for Joe. Just periodically, let's just report back out to the board and public that, yeah, on average, these kind of cooperatives have better pricing, better cost structures than ours. Let's just get the documentation out there.
Absolutely, we'll do that. Thanks, absolutely, sir. We'll do that. And we are making the staff reports a little bit more clearer so that if the public is looking at that on our website, they'll be able to identify that it was not a wave of a bid when we're going with the cooperative or something like that.
Any other questions or comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Calandrello.
Aye.
Trustee Carroll.
Aye.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Dodge.
Aye.
Trustee Guerra.
Aye.
Trustee Ruzick.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.
Can
we do those together? I didn't say anything. I don't think we, yeah, I think so.
Okay.
What's going on? One
more motion. Pace Municipal Vehicle Program Agreement.
Resolution number, please.
1902.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Fenton.
Move to pass resolution number 1902, entitled Resolution Authorizing the Execution of the Pace Pace Bus Municipal Vehicle Program Agreement.
Second. Are there any questions or comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Dodge.
Aye.
Trustee Guerra.
Aye.
Trustee Ruzick.
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello.
Aye.
Trustee Carroll.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.
2019 ComEd Green Region Grant.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Ruzick.
I move to pass resolution number 1903 entitled A Resolution Authorizing Submission of an Application for a ComEd Green Region Program Grant.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Ruzick.
Aye.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Dodge.
Aye.
Trustee Guerra.
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello.
Aye.
Trustee Carroll.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.
Authorizing the sale of village-owned property located at 14610 West Woodrow Avenue.
Ordinance number, please.
5387.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Fenton.
Move to pass ordinance number 5387 entitled Authorizing Sale of Real Estate Located at 14610 Westwood Avenue and authorize the village manager to execute the necessary legal documents.
Second.
Any questions? Comments? Call roll.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Guerra.
Aye.
Trustee Dodge.
Aye.
Trustee Ruzick.
I'm abstaining on this. The purchaser is a client of my firm, and we will not be participating in it, in the transaction, but I am abstaining from this vote.
Trustee Calandrello.
Aye.
Trustee Carroll.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye. Is there anybody here who wants to speak? Okay, board comments. Trustee Carroll.
Just want to say I saw the initial reports of the revenue coming in from gaming. We've only had six licenses gotten out of the 21 that we approved so far. The initial reports are pretty favorable considering that it's a very short period of time and not all of them were even active. So I think our original estimates, if they continue on the path that we're looking at, were probably conservative, which is a great thing. So I was pleased to see that.
Trustee Guerra.
No comments.
Trustee Dodge.
Mayor Pico, just a couple of comments. So as you alluded to earlier, certainly very proud of the police department. I think we've all of us in Orland Park ought to be proud and grateful for what they do. With ComEd, it's great to see these kind of programs. I've long held that some of the smartest investments we can make are in the technology and in energy efficiency as we broadly think about these types of issues. LaGrange Road, I think everybody that's been in Orland for more than a few years remember that project started many, many years ago and it's taken a community to get it right. And I'm glad that collectively we decided to invest in that becoming a centerpiece in Orland because we could have just let it be just another strip of wide concrete. So I'm glad we didn't do that. And then as we started the meeting with your moment of silence, all too frequently in this country, we wind up seeing what happens when folks who should never have a firearm get a firearm, and there's got to be a better way to start enforcing the existing laws. It's a shame.
Trustee Ruzick.
More robocalls, more complaints. Let's hope they stop soon, certainly by April 2nd. That's it, Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Calandrello.
Just want to give a kudos to the rec department for a great Cinderella ball, and also a kudos to one of our local businesses, the Wayne Myers. They provide pictures for the father-daughter couples, and has asked for a donation of toys or a cash donation, and they raised almost $1,000 and almost 100 toys. For the Treasure Trust Foundation, which I'm not sure if everyone's familiar with, but hopefully we'll after this. They're a local organization who provides toys to kids with cancer so that every kid can have a toy and kind of not only the physical but the mental part of it to help them kind of get over the hump with their favorite toy. So it's a very neat cause. This is the second year I was invited to come out to the facility just to check it out and be there for the presentation of the check and the toys. But I just want to give kudos to the rec department for working with this great organization, for the Wayne Myers for donating their time, and for everyone involved in that process. So it's really great. And they were located pretty much 151st and 70th Court. So it's a great organization in town. Thank you.
Trustee Fenton.
First, I'd like to give kudos while both of these go to Public Works. It seems like every week we seem to have minimum one, if not two, snow events. And I think Public Works has done a phenomenal job out there getting everybody done, also including the Parks Department for all that they do too, helping out. And tonight we purchased a brand new truck that's going to help out. And also kudos on our LED project. And also at committee tonight, we are using the savings from the money that we got back in the rebate is also going to go to for 179th and 159th. We're going to, and LaGrange Road, we're also going to continue our conversion of these lights and continue to save money for the Village of Orland Park and its residents and being environmentally friendly.
So my comments tonight, again, I want to thank Public Works as they were earlier as well. And then the police, of course, do a phenomenal job. And, you know, some of these stats are going to be coming out, but crime was down yet again. So we're at our lowest levels since 1994. And probably if you looked at it relative to population since the 80s. So, you know, not surprisingly, we already know that we have a great police department, but the Statistics Plus awards like to certainly show that. I also want to thank thank Public Works and John for the LED program. I also want to thank the board, because I know it was something that came up in a meeting and it was discussed, and there was discussion about can we afford it, can we not afford it. And this was one of the smart uses of money that saves us money in the long run. And it goes back to, well, the budget is a little tight. It doesn't mean that we're broke. We should still make good long-term decisions. And kudos to the entire board for getting behind that. So I really appreciate it. I know John really appreciates it as well, because we've talked about it several times. So great job on that. And great job on the snow. It's been, I've had very few, if any, complaints whatsoever. I think one this year, which is relative to last year, is phenomenal. So so great job on that. So with that, I'll take a motion to go into executive session.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Fenton.
Move to go into executive session for A, approval of minutes, B, purchase or lease of real property for the use of the village, and C, setting the price for sale or lease of village property.
Second.
Call the roll.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello.
Aye.
Trustee Dodge.
Aye.
Trustee Guerra.
Aye.
Trustee Ruzick.
Aye.
Trustee Carroll.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.
There you go. Oh, so it's painless. Yeah.